Hi, this is Kevin Conroy, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
If you've got an issue, here's a tissue.
Your Valentine doesn't have a wife or a girlfriend, but he clearly has issues.
That guy has definitely got some issues to work out.
DJ Valentine? Man, that guy has issues.
Clearly has a number of issues.
Clearly has issues.
Multiple issues.
DJ Valentine has issues.
DJ Valentine has issues.
Hey kids, I'm certainly DJ Valentine, and I certainly have issues. Today we're going to get a little dark because we're going to discuss The Dark Knight, the world's greatest detective, the Caped Crusader.
The Batman.
I recently got into a seemingly annual argument as to why Batman shouldn't kill. Yes, it was a Snyder Cut fan. No, they did not like anything having to do with the MCU. Yes, they did have a tribal tattoo. No, they didn't appear to know where Ezra Miller was. Yes, they referred to me as bro at least 16 times. I'm kidding. It was 12 times. Tops.
I love you, dude.
I love you, bro Montana.
I love you, Holmes.
I love you, Broseph Goebbels.
I love you, Machacha.
I love you, Tico Brohe.
Because I keep on being yanked into this debate, I would like to use this episode as a refer-to-this-esque response the next time I'm questioned on the subject. Because DJ Valentine does have and will always have an issue with Batman killing. Those who don't probably poo-poo Batman's code and are seduced by the ease of having him just kill people, kill crooks, kill enemies, kill the Joker, give the Clown Prince of Crime what he wants.
The only sensible way to live in this world is without rules.
And tonight you're gonna break your one rule.
Which sounds badass and even reasonable for those who don't totally understand Batman. The threat that poses or the man Bruce could turn into. Let's first talk about the threat. The actual threat of an unchecked, untethered, murderous Batman unleashed upon the world, hell-bent on eradicating crime.
I do the one thing that you can't. You hit him and they get back up. I hit him and they stay down.
Now, the old adage is that if Batman killed, he'd be no better than the crooks he put away. Which is true. He won't be any better. But best believe, if Batman killed, he'd be a lot worse. Understand your animal, people. This is Batman.
I'm Batman.
I just said that. Anyway, first, with this new lethal edict, Batman could systematically, efficiently, and brutally murder every criminal in Gotham, supervillains, serial killers, henchmen, goons, corrupt politicians, corrupt cops, corrupt businessmen, bank robbers, car thieves, pickpockets, jaywalkers. Now, I know you're probably going to say, DJ, that's a bit hyperbolic. And I'd probably say, well, Fred, Batman is a genius and a planner and a preparer. And you have just added onto him a green light for bloodlust to accomplish his goals. And you'd probably say, how the hell did you know my name was Fred? And I'd probably say, the point is, Fred, Bats thinks 10 steps ahead. He's a walking, talking minority report.
What are those?
Supersonic disturbances. This particular satellite picks up objects moving faster than sound. Usually they indicate jet craft, but in Metropolis, almost all of them come from Superman. Here's his pattern for the last 48 hours.
What's that place?
The Daily Planet.
Batman may begin to think a crime, no matter how inconsequential it may seem, could lead to the death of innocent people. Someone steals a car, goes on a joyride, swerves, hops a curb, takes out a family of three. That person, that car thief, is now marked for death by Batman. Someone jaywalks on the highway to graffiti their gang sign on an overpass, causing a van with a family of four to crash. That jaywalking vandal is marked for death by Batman. Hell, the catalyst in turning Bruce Wayne into Batman was a routine mugging by a couple of two-bit crooks who have now qualified everyone in their field for a Batman bacchanal beatdown to the death.
Stop! He's already dead.
There's a strong chance Batman then moves on to people aiding and abetting criminals, and then on to those enabling them, and then on to those from the past who have received justice from the law, but not the appropriate amount to satisfy him.
I am the law.
And after he's done with Gotham, he'd move on to Bloodhaven, then Central City, and then Metropolis, then across the globe. Remember, Batman has a precedent in the comics for setting up an entity run by him called Batman Incorporated. Its intention was to have a Batman-level presence worldwide. Those Confederates of Batman in the company, now with his newly altered training and directives, also now have a carte blanche to kill.
You do realize that's nuts, Doctor.
Sanity of the plan is of no consequence.
Then why is that?
Because he can do it.
He's friggin' Batman. And now he's homicidal Batman. And no one, absolutely no one, not Superman, not The Flash, not Wonder Woman, could stop him. Because, by the way, Batman has protocols in place to immobilize and or kill the entire Justice League. With this new edict, I guess it's not and or now, it's just and kill the Justice League.
That's why I developed plans for containing any or all members of the JLA, should the need ever arise.
None of us would ever do that to you.
Then you're damn fools.
Now that you understand the potential threat, let's talk further on the man. Imagine, just imagine someone with the will and resources of Bruce Wayne, with no rules, no code, no morals, a man with a vendetta of vengeance, dedicated now to killing an intangible concept such as crime. It would be
bad.
I'm fuzzy on the whole good bad thing. What do you mean bad?
It would be like the devil walking among us.
Excuse me. Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
And I say the devil and not the Grim Reaper, because Batman is not only going to kill you, he's going to take his time, make you pay. Quick quiz. Who would you rather your torturer be, Batman or Superman? The answer is Superman, and it's not even close. Do you think I would fear torture from a man who has no concept of pain, a man unable to bleed or feel true fear? Or someone like Batman, a man who knows pain, knows fear, who has seen horror and endless death since he was 8 years old? His finishing school to be the Batman was in the art of assassination taught to him by an immortal eco-terrorist.
If someone stands in the way of true justice, you simply walk up behind them and stab them in the heart.
And the one person who knows the slippery slope it is to get Batman to that murderous place most is Batman himself. Some people can take a life and be okay. A soldier, a cop. Batman knows he's not one of those people. He's a boiling kettle of anger, using all his will not to go too far, since he knows he can't turn back from the abyss once he's looked into it.
Everything about you tells the tale. Your attitude, your costume, your tactics. They all scream of outrage, despair, vengeance. What terrible wrong was done to set you on this path?
This is why the Joker tries to push him to that place every chance he gets, even though it may mean being a victim to the Batman himself. He knows if Bruce goes unchecked, starts breaking that rule, the chaos he'd cause would eclipse anything the Joker could do himself. I've used some drops this episode of characters some people unwittingly think the Batman should be. Judge Dredd, the Punisher, Owlman, an actual counterpart to Batman from another universe who became so jaded without a code, he tried to kill everything and everyone.
Man is a cancer, and I've chosen to cut out the disease.
You're talking about killing
everyone who ever lived, whoever will live.
You're insane.
Does it really matter? There are alternate versions of me that you would find quite charming.
Batman is not those people. He's edgy, yes. He's dark, yes. He's violent, yes. But he's a hero who knows his limitations. A person trying to be an imperfect symbol, not purely for vengeance, but for justice.
I'm starting to see now. I have had an effect here. But not the one I intended. Vengeance won't change the past. Mine or anyone else's. I have to become more.
One of the things that also got me going on this subject is my undying love for Matt Reeves' film, The Batman. It's a masterpiece, a work of art, my favorite Batman film ever, and no, I will not be taking questions at this time. The thing, though, that worries me is that the lazy criticism lobbied by the impatient ADD society we live in now, you know, that the film is too long, may prompt some Warner Brothers studio head to strong-arm Matt Reeves into altering his approach to a sequel. Mr. Reeves, If you fell down an indie podcast rabbit hole and managed to stumble upon this humble program, listen to me, please. Fuck those guys. I want you to make 9 Batman sequels just like the one you just gave us. Don't change a goddamn thing.
This is Kevin Conroy, and I am the goddamn Batman.